And welcome back to WCRB in Concert, tonight with the Boston Early Music Festival and their shining and hilarious 2017 centerpiece opera, The Carnival of Venice by Andre Campra. Before we continue, I do want to invite you to join the Boston Early Music Festival in their upcoming concert performances of Handel's opera, Almira, November 25th and 26th, that's next weekend, at Jordan Hall in Boston. They're also going to be hosting the Talis Scholars later in December, on December 8th. And you can find more information about those concerts when you visit the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. Campra's Le Carnaval de Venise, or the Carnival of Venice, was part of a cultural diplomatic offensive by Louis XIV towards the Republic of Venice. And so in Act 3, we see the story of this opera ballet tie up neatly with the Frenchman Leander appearing after he is suspected to have been killed by Rodolphe, and Leander runs off with the Venetian lady Isabelle, while her rival for Leander's love, Leonore, finds love with that partner in crime, Rodolphe. And then there is a return to the Venetian carnival that has been going on throughout the opera. There is even a mini opera sung in Italian on the tale of Orpheus and the underworld charming Pluto to let Eurydice go right in the middle of the action. And that opera is followed by a grand ball with dances from all over the known world at the time. And you're going to hear from the audience reaction just how spectacular those dances and the costumes even were, even if you can't see them this evening. Amanda Forsyth is Isabelle, Leander's beloved. Karina Gauvin is Leonore. Jesse Blumberg is Leander. And Douglas Williams is Rodolphe, with Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs. Enjoy Act 3 of Campra's Le Carnaval de Venise tonight from the Cutler Majestic Theater in Boston on WCRB in Concert.
Tu qui retient ton bras, l'os Thank you. France. Embarquez-vous l'empire de l'amour et nous. Embarquez-vous ce vent sans belle résistance. Embarquez-vous l'empire de l'amour et nous. C'est une mer toujours sujette à l'inconstance. Que quel courage à tout moment vient agiter. Malgré ses mains, le calme de l'indifférence. C'est une mer toujours sujette à l'inconstance. Que quel courage à tout moment vient agiter. Malgré ses mots, le calme de l'indifférence. Et encore plus au voir redouter.
Nous songeons tout plaisir, nous songeons tout plaisir.